Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. But before we get into that, I have incredible, exciting, tremendous news. Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader, the author and architect of a whole new framework for human emancipation, what we call the New Communism, is out now on social media. At Bob Avakian Official on all the platforms, he's bringing his voice and world-class leadership to the public square, telling people the truth they need to hear and fighting for revolution. And he is straight up, at this historic time, putting himself forward because he is a leader who can lead us through this crazy morass and intensifying nightmare and crisis of this system to wrench out a real revolution, true emancipation, for all of humanity. So don't miss this. If you're on TikTok, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, all the social media platforms, look for at Bob Avakian Official, and you can find him bringing you the truth, hard-hitting, not watered down, the truth you need regularly. Don't miss it. The other thing I want to highlight for you is that the full RNL Revolution Nothing Less show is available at youtube.com/therevcoms. And on that channel, you can find the full, complete, historic three-part series interview that I did with Bob Avakian together with my co-host there, Andy Z. We interviewed Bob Avakian extensively. He spoke about his life. He opened up his heart, his history, his personal development, but also his political development. He explored the lessons and formative experience that he draws from working closely with the Black Panther Party in their most revolutionary days. He gets into how he went from being a patriotic American, thankful that he was born in what he believed was this greatest of all countries, to somebody who has become an ardent critic of this country and everything it stands for and everything it does in the world down to today, and the most fiercest advocate for an actual revolution and fighter for this revolution to bring about a world without everything America stands for and true emancipation for all of humanity. He gets into the strategy for this revolution. He gets into the future society, what it needs to look like. He gets into all the things that are holding people back, from those who are catching the hardest hell at the bottom of this society to the students on the campuses with the woke lunacy that's taking hold, but also reaching people's highest aspirations for a radically different world. He does all of this and more, gets into the poetic spirit, gets into all of this, but he is hardcore for a real revolution. And there is nothing like this journey, like these interviews. So I recommend you go to youtube.com/therevcoms. You can also find them at the website revcom.us, where you will find hundreds of articles, audio, other clips about this revolution and from this revolutionary leader, Bob Avakian. There are very few people in the public square or not in the public square who would say that these are normal times, or times even close to normal, whatever that has meant. But very few realize that this is one of those rare times when revolution is more possible. And for the sake of humanity and the planet, we need to seize this moment so the resources I just gave you are indispensable in the situation we are in. So with that, let's begin with the opening commentary from the Revolution Nothing Less show.
Welcome to the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. My name's Andy Z. I'm a host of the show, and I'm here with Rafael Canaris.
Good to be here, Andy.
All right. Well, Rafael, we're going to get to see a lot of Rafael today, okay, both in the studio and out in the streets. The RNL Revolution Nothing Less show is a show about an actual revolution, why only a revolution can solve the madness and the chaos and oppression that people face today, a revolution to bring about a whole new world.
Yeah, and on this show, we base ourselves on the revolutionary leadership of Bob Avakian and his work, A Whole New Framework for Human Emancipation. On this show in particular, we're going to be hearing a lot more from him, including some audio messages from some excerpts of audio messages from a playlist that we now have up on this YouTube channel called Revolution in This Time. This is really a crash course in the nature of the system we live in, why we need a revolution, how that could actually be made in this time.
Yeah, it's a very important playlist, and the Bob Avakian Official social media is on every social media platform. It is particularly that playlist you just spoke about, it is the orientation and the foundation for what you need to know to understand the craziness and the oppression and the genocide that's going on right now, and how to get out of it, and how to bring about an actual revolution for the emancipation of humanity. And so this is a big theme that's going to run through our show today. But we want to start right off the bat with something that you were part of. Now, 2 days ago was what they call Super Tuesday, when there were major primaries to elect, big surprise, the Trump and Biden, or nominate them to be running for president. Why don't we play that, and then we can talk about it a bit.
Sounds good.
Oh, man, y'all, it's Super Tuesday. Who am I going to vote for?
Who am I going to vote for? I have no idea. I'm in such a stupor today. Should I vote for Joe Biden? But Joe Biden is dropping bombs on people. But maybe I should vote for Trump. But he's a white supremacist. Oh, man. Who did you vote for? She's taking her sticker off. Who should I vote for? Should I vote for Biden? Should I vote for Trump? Who should I vote for?
Neither.
Who should I vote for?
I'm sorry.
They said they're sorry. I'm sorry, too. I can't decide who I'm going to vote for.
All right, people. We all know who's going to win the election. Third year in a row. The only president to win 3 years in a row, that's gonna be me. It's gonna be me. And you know what people say? People say this, I don't know who says it, but people say it. Trump, you've done the most for African American people. Of course you're gonna win. Of course you're gonna win. Trump, you love women. Yes, I do. I grab them by the I take away their rights. Queer people, put them back in the closet. No one deserves their rights. I'm doing this for you, America. America, I'm doing this for you. We're gonna make America great again. Okay? And one more thing, I'll do this better than Biden. He thinks he can do something at the border. He has no idea. These criminals, these rapists, these vermin at the southern border, I'm gonna take care of them, exterminate them. They're not gonna be a problem anymore, America. Don't you worry, vote me in. I'm gonna be a dictator day one. I'm gonna lock up this criminal Joe Biden. And there's communists on your campus. There's socialists on your campus. Your teachers are Marxist. I'm gonna lock all them up too. I'm gonna be a dictator, so you better vote for me. Donald Trump, 2024, this Super Tuesday, vote for me and vote for me in the election.
Give me that mic. I'm Joe DiMaggio, Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I got something to say to you UCLA students. That's right, I'm gonna cancel your debt, but not really. I'm Joe Biden. I'm not like this guy. You don't want him to win, do you? Come on, y'all. You don't want him to win. He doesn't even believe in science and climate change. I believe in climate change so much I'm changing the climate faster than all these other guys. He says, drill, baby, drill. I'm drilling in the Arctic and hope you don't notice. I'm Joe Biden from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I got a question. For you UCLA students, what are my three favorite words? What are my three favorite words? It's not defund the police. It's fund the police. Fund the police. Wait, what'd I say? Fund the police. That's right. Our brave men and women in uniform out there making America the greatest country in the world. Just like our great, brave troops in the military, the greatest military in the greatest country in the world, spreading freedom and democracy everywhere. That's why we're giving Israel freedom bombs to drop on little children in Gaza. That's right, 2,000 pounds of freedom in every bomb. We're giving Israel democratic hellfire missiles. They don't discriminate, they just blow everything up. That's right, democratic hellfire missiles. And yes, I hear your complaints, I hear your protests. And I care about the suffering in Gaza too, because it makes me look bad. But not as much as I care about keeping Israel as our loyal ally serving United States interests in the Middle East. That's right, vote for me, Joe Biden, from Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's right, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I like train conductors too, ask me about it some other time. Vote for me on Super Tuesday because I will protect your rights. Unlike this guy, I'm pro-choice. I won't do anything to stop the these people from taking away abortion rights. Matter of fact, I don't even like saying the word abortion. Ooh, ooh. Gives me the creeps. But I'm Joe Biden, and you should definitely vote for me because I am so much different from this guy on immigration. Well, actually, I kind of also want to shut down the border, terrorize immigrants, deport immigrants, get rid of asylum, get rid of refugees. But I would never, never think about saying such mean things about immigrants as he does. So vote for me, Joe Biden, on Stupor Tuesday. Stay in a stupor, UCLA students. Vote for me, Joe Biden, from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
No more of this. I gotta break out of this stupor. In all seriousness now, our choices are not between genocide Joe Biden or fascist Donald Trump. Our real choices are this system of capitalism, imperialism, or a revolution to overthrow that system. Because look, both of these fools represent that system as deeply divided as they are. And in these divisions, as society is being ripped apart, now is the time to seize, to make a real revolution, to overthrow the whole system, and to put an end to all of the things that they were talking about. And look, I want to have you listen to Bob Avakian, official, a revolutionary leader, on why, what we have to do to seize on this rare time when revolution becomes more possible.
This is not a time to be siding with one group of oppressors or another. This is a rare time, a very rare opening, a chance that may come only once in a lifetime, a chance to take advantage of the deep divisions among the ruling oppressors and go after their whole system with the aim of bringing the whole thing down and putting something much better in its place.
So if you want to be a part of bringing into being a world where we can replace this system with something much better, then get with the RevCom Core for the Emancipation of Humanity. Take this flyer right here, scan the QR code, follow at Bob Avakian Official. He's bringing you truth the powers that be do not want you to hear.
All right, that looks like you guys had a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it was a fun and creative way to intervene on Super Tuesday, you know, this day when the presidential primaries are decided and, you know, the next candidates for the election, and people are being told that this is how you affect change. You know, you get to choose this great choice between a fascist and a war criminal, you know, Joe Biden. So, you know, it was important that we were out there doing it in this creative way. And actually, you know, we got a lot of reactions from people. They pulled out their phones to film. People were very amused. It opened up all kind of questions about, okay, well, so if you're saying neither of these guys, and who should we vote for? Oh, you're saying voting is not the answer and we need revolution. Okay, well, what are the steps to start making revolution now? These are the kind of questions that got opened up. So, you know, again, creative, fun, but, you know, very serious situation. And people do have to think outside the box of this system and the choices that it gives you. And, you know, at the same time, you got a taste from some of what Chantel was saying, acting out Trump, you know, saying, I'm going to be dictator on day one. You know, you get a sense that this is not just a normal election that we're dealing with. This is a very pivotal year where things are greatly intensifying, could even lead to clashes, you know, even armed clashes, possible potential civil war situation through this election season.
Yeah, look, I think it was really important. We're going to get into this more deeply now that that you guys brought in at the end, the Bob Avakian social media clip number 8, and the question of this is a rare time when revolution becomes more possible. Because the other side of what you just said, that there's the possibility of this thing coming to armed conflicts between two sections of the ruling class, even a civil war, also holds the potential and the possibility for the masses of people to actually make a revolution, to put a whole different choice on the agenda.
So we ended the skit with a bit from Bob Avakian's social media dispatch number 8, but let's watch a little bit more of it.
The basic reason why this revolution is possible now is because those who have ruled this country for so long are bitterly and deeply divided among themselves, while the country as a whole is being torn apart by divisions that can no longer be covered over, and things can no longer be held together in the way they have been for generations. Everything will very likely be coming to a head and coming up for grabs this year, 2024, with the presidential election this year, a sharp focus of the fight between the dominating ruling class parties, Democrats and Republicans, a fight that is very likely to break all out of the bounds of the normal way they exercise power over the people and keep their whole murderous system going. This kind of deep division, and especially this bitter antagonism among the powers that be, has not been seen in this country since the time of the Civil War, way back in the 1860s. This is not a time to be siding with one group of oppressors or another. This is a rare time, a very rare opening, a chance that may come only once in a lifetime, a chance to take advantage of the deep divisions among the ruling oppressors and go after their whole system with the aim of bringing the whole thing down and putting something much better in its place. This rare time must not be squandered, wasted, and thrown away. It must be actively and urgently seized on to bring about a truly emancipating revolution. With everything very likely coming to a head and coming up for grabs soon, the outcome of this rare time can't be left to the brutal enforcers of this system in one camp or another, or to any force which cannot or will not look beyond and lead people beyond the confines of an oppressive system in one form or another. There must be, and there can be, an organized force of thousands in a position to lead millions to take this where it needs to go, to an actual emancipating revolution. With such an organized revolutionary force, it is possible to have a growing impact on all of society, changing the terms of how masses of people see things and how every institution has to respond.
So that was Bob Avakian from the Bob Avakian Official Social Media number 8. He said at the end there, with such an organized revolutionary force, it's possible to have a growing impact on all of society, challenging the terms of how the masses of people see things and how every institution has to respond. So this past weekend, there were massive protests in this country and around the world around the situation in Gaza. And this was the debut of such a force, the new REVCOM Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, took a first step towards building that force.
With Israel threatening to invade Rafah, people around the world held protests and marches demanding hands off Rafah, cease fire now, stop the genocide. All across the U.S. And scores of cities, large and small, people took to the streets to express their outrage and anger at Israel's hideous U.S.-backed genocide of the Palestinian people. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and Detroit saw thousands pour out, many for the first time. In Washington, D.C. and many other cities, marches converged on Israeli consulates. Protests were seen in cities around the world, from Caracas, Venezuela, to Tunis, Tunisia, from Tokyo, Japan, to Oslo, Norway, to Perth, Australia, and London.
These mass outpourings were far larger and broader than we've seen in months. And this was fueled by not only the ongoing horrific genocide that has killed over 30,000 people, and probably 100,000 people injured, wounded, buried beneath the rubble, but they were immediately provoked by a tremendous alarm and panic over the fact that Israel's preparing to invade Rafah, the city of Rafah, at the southern border, where over 1 million Palestinians were evacuated on the command of the Israelis to seek refuge. And then, the day before, there was the Flower Massacre. And the spirit of Aaron Bushnell, the active duty U.S. Armed Forces member who sacrificed his life in an extreme act of protest against being unwilling to participate in the U.S.-sponsored genocide in Gaza carried out by Israel. Go back to last week's show and watch Annie Day speak about this. It's also a special clip on this YouTube channel. It was into these massive protests that the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity made our first public appearance.
This was an exciting, vibrant, and revolutionary contingent in this march. You know, we were uniting with the demands of the protest to stop this genocide, but we were also bringing something different, that we need revolution, that the problem is U.S. imperialism, and people were vibing with it. You know, at different points in the march, we had 50 to 100 people chanting along with us with their fists up. You know, I've been to a lot of protests like this, but you don't always have, you know, all those people chanting, got to get rid of the whole damn system.
Yeah, you know, and you saw in that little clip the diversity of people who were out there like that for a whole damn system. And one thing that we were able to do, and I think it's really important, a lot of times you go to marches and there's just a chant, you know, that runs through the whole thing. But you in particular, but also Michelle, we stopped and brought a lot of content to this. And people who'd been taking up those chants really listened. Let's go to the next clip. Rob, you kick some scientific understanding of what a system is. And that's so important because, you know, people were chanting with us and that's really important. The whole damn system has to go. But people understand different things about what that is. And in a brief way, in the middle of a noisy ass march with 10,000 people, 5,000 on either side of us, you delivered that. And I was behind that banner and people were listening. And that really matters. And it's different from how they think about it. I want to go, went even deeper a little bit later. So I want to go right to another social media clip where you began speaking about Aaron Bushnell, as I said earlier.
Aaron Bushnell! refuse to look away while they are getting ready to invade Rafah, while people are starving in northern Gaza, while they are getting mowed down. We need that spirit of being willing to die, to put it all on the line for a better world. But I want to tell you, there is not just something to die for. There is something to live for and fight for now. We need to live for and fight for a world with equality between different people. A world without borders, without wars, without starving children, without tanks. A world where Jews and Palestinians live as equals. That world is possible, but only through revolution. To sweep away this f***ing capitalist system that divides us up, that pits us against each other, that has us going for self. So join the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity. If you want to put a stop to this, if you want to make your life count, if you want to fight for something worth fighting for, join us today.
Raf, I hope people saw how many fists were in the air during that agitation. It went way back. People were hearing what you were saying. And this speaks a lot to what the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity is all about. It speaks a lot to why Bob Avakian has been fighting for over decades for a movement, for a revolution that's for the emancipation of all of humanity. That's a distinguishing feature of this revolution. It is for the emancipation of all humanity. And people heard that. And you know, even when you got to the point about Israel and that state has to be swept away, but there has to be a secular state where Palestinian Jews can live together. People were going like this. I was marching for a while with an older Puerto Rican man and his son. And we were talking and about revolutionary organization. We were talking about Puerto Rico and some of their struggles that we had been through decades ago around Puerto Rico. And when he heard that this RevCom, the name, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, his face lit up, and that there was a revolution that was speaking to and for emancipating everyone, it made a big difference. And this kind of ran through that whole contingent. It was very clear we were for revolution. It also, you said over and over, and people talked, but this is a RevCom Corps. We're getting organized in an organized way, in a disciplined way. That was brought out also through the call for this contingent. And discipline, organized, but for a purpose, revolution, to bring about this radically different world.
You know, and I have to say, Andy, while we tapped into people's highest aspirations and this, people were really attracted to this message that we were bringing. We also struggled with people. We weren't going to this protest to tell people what they already wanted to hear, to meet people where they're at, as they say. We were going there to tell them what they need to know if they want to get free. So in that spirit, let's watch this clip from Michelle Chai.
The blood of our brothers and sisters that is dripping in the streets of Gaza, that is our blood. Those are our babies. Those are our sisters. Those are our brothers. To the actual problem, which is this imperialist system that has to be overthrown. And look, today we're here to bring you the leadership of Bob Avakian, because we actually have a leader that has brought forward a strategy and a way out of this. And when you have tremendous leadership like the one we have, we don't keep that in a secret. We scream it at the top of our lungs, and we let you know to get into this leadership today, because we have to get to why this is happening and how we can end it so that this never happens to anybody ever again. No more! Bob Avakian has brought forward a new communism, a strategy for an actual revolution in this country. If you think that a revolution is not possible, we invite you to get into the series of messages on social media. And I call on you to pull out your phone right now. Look up on our social media at Bob Avakian Official and hit follow.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show. Thank you.
So that was some killer agitation. Look, people have to feel when they meet the RevComs a compulsion to get into the social media posts from Bob Avakian, especially that that playlist we spoke about earlier, the 1 through 11 of his social media posts that really tells the whole thing. It's what people need to know. It's the foundation on which we're going to be building organizations such as the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. And this has to be, this is a change. This is really bringing people what they need. Look, revolution, as she brought out, is not something easy to do. You need leadership. You need great leadership. And we have that. You know, we also did something different, Ruff, in this demonstration. The flyer that we handed out is essentially quotes from this social media, one of which from Bob Avakian's social media. One is, "Why is Biden and basically the entire government and ruling class of the U.S. supporting Israel and carrying out genocide against the Palestinian people before the whole world?" Here is the answer to that crucial question. I'm not going to give you his answer. You have to go, and especially numbers 4 through 7, he gets into this.
And then on the other side, it says, poses the question, what is the legitimate way to fight against the state of Israel? And what is a just solution to all this? Again, go to the at Bob Avakian official for the answer. Number 6 for that one.
Right. And look, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity is carrying out the strategy of fight the power and transform the people for revolution. Transform the people means transform the thinking of people. And we came out to this demonstration as part of joining tens of thousands of people around the country in fighting the power around the genocide that the U.S. government imperialist system is perpetrating against the Palestinian people. But we were also there to transform their thinking. And transforming their thinking by bringing the chants we brought, the street agitation you did. We bring that solution through what we do on this show. And through this, what's at the now a new and central thing is this social media that Bob Avakian is doing.
People just feel a lot of powerlessness right now and just not being sure what they as an individual can do. So we wanted to return to the Bob Avakian social media revolution number 8, where he addresses this.
Too many people say, yeah, there are a lot of terrible things going on in the world, but I can't do anything about all that. Well, no, you can't. You yourself alone, as an individual, are powerless to do anything about it. But as part of a larger force of masses of people, you can play an important part in doing something truly important, something truly historic, to change all this. And that is why you need to become part of the thousands that we RevComs, revolutionary communists, are working to organize now, so that those thousands can move millions for this revolution in this crucial time we are living in. This is why everything must be focused now, and is being focused now, on actually bringing forward and organizing this revolutionary force.
Tomorrow is International Women's Day, March 8th, a revolutionary holiday celebrated all over the world. Here in the U.S., the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity has called people to come together in fury, defiance, and joy to break the chains and unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution. To say no to the patriarchal degradation, dehumanization, and subjugation of all women everywhere, and all oppression based on gender or sexual orientation. And to say yes to a whole new world of freely cooperating and flourishing human beings of all genders. This is hard for many people to imagine, but it is possible, but only through a real revolution. Let's watch what Babavakian just put on his social media account for International Women's Day.
Here is another profound truth. Even with all the ways that the heavy chains of hundreds and thousands of years of oppressive tradition weigh down on the masses of people and place a heavy burden, particularly on the half of humanity that is female, there is a deep yearning to be free of all this, which not only leads to imaginary hopes of supernatural salvation, but also erupts in unrestrained fury right in this real world. And that fury needs to be fully called forth, given a scientific revolutionary expression, focused toward the emancipation of all the oppressed and exploited of the world, and ultimately all humanity, directed to fighting against the fundamental source of all the suffering. This system of capitalism imperialism, with its suffocating and brutal patriarchal male supremacy, along with all its other outrages. This takes on even more powerful meaning and urgent importance in the current situation in this country and others, where the forceful assertion of raw misogyny, hatred of women, and patriarchal subjugation of women is becoming more blatant and unbridled, focused to a significant degree now in the escalating moves to even further deny women control over their own lives and their very bodies, with the right to abortion and even birth control being brought under mounting attack. Right now, this slogan and call needs to be taken up broadly and made a powerful material force. Break the chains. Unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution.
Nos crecieron alas a cada minuto de cada semana. Nos roban amigas, nos matan hermanas, destrozan sus cuerpos, los desaparecen. No olvide sus nombres, por favor, señor presidente. Por todas las compas marchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas. Por cada desaparecida,
que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas,
que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Yo todo lo incendio, yo todo lo rompo. Si un día algún fulano te apaga los ojos, ya nada me calla, ya todo me sobra. Si tocan a una, respondemos todas. Soy Claudia, soy compas marchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres buscando en Tijuana.
Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida,
que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas,
que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida,
que caiga.
caiga con fuerza el feminicida.
The RevComs have been out spreading the word and building for International Women's Day. One of the slogans that has had a really big impact is this one. Women are not bitches, hoes, punching bags, sex objects, or baby-making machines. Women are full human beings. Everywhere we go with this slogan, it really taps into an anger about all this that's simmering just beneath the surface, but often doesn't get expressed until someone calls this shit out for what it is. Recently, a high school student in South Central saw this sign and told us about how at her school, guys will approach any new girl and just say, "You look fine, can I hit it?" Meaning, can I have sex with you? And how scary this is for the girls. Another high school student just yesterday told us about how much pressure there is about body counts. In other words, how many people you've had sex with, and how girls get shamed for having too high a body count, while boys get props for their body count. First of all, think about the violent language used to describe sex. Body count. Can I hit it? And what that tells you about this culture, where sex is all too often not about mutual affection, but about domination. But also the fact that girls are still being shamed for having sex. So let's go to a clip from Bob Avakian speaking to why it's so important, including for men among the oppressed, to be about breaking all the chains, and why the emancipation of women is central to the revolution we need.
I want to move to it, just in the time we have, to a direct question that affects the people who do want to, who do need to be part of this revolution, where you've said that, and I'm just going to read this quotation, "You can't break all the chains, but except one. You cannot say you want to be free of all the exploitation and oppression, except you want to keep the oppression of women by men." I think while you've touched on that in this discussion of the fascists, I think this is a big, I know this is a big question among men of all strata, but it's a big, it's very important, and it's a big part of our revolution if we actually are going to get to one, make a revolution, and two, have it a revolution that is leading towards the emancipation of all humanity. So I just, before we move off of this, I'd like you to speak to that.
Well, you know, in part, the thing about you can't do away with all oppression and, except, you know, the oppression of women. You know, you can't say you want to be for liberation, but you want to enslave women. And it goes back to the Lead Belly song and everything else, you know, like, you know, for men, including men who are brutally exploited and oppressed under the system and murderously, you know, subjected to all kinds of degradation and literal, like I said, literal murder, you know, there's still a question of there's one sphere, you know, or at least, you know, one concentrated sphere where you can act like the oppressor and feel like you're getting over. And that's, you know, that's your relationship with your woman and with women in general. You know, I mean, it comes out in the most outrageous ways, too. I just have to say this because it really gets to me. You know, you hear some of these basic, you know, and people say, don't say basic, but I'm going to say basic because they're people catching hell right under the at the base of society. You hear some of these men, you know, say things like, you know, when you talk to them or go to them about the right to abortion and how we have to stand up for the right, and they'll say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if she didn't want to get pregnant, she should have kept her legs closed. And nobody's telling these motherfuckers, you just keep your dick in your pants, okay? You know, see, that, you know, nobody, they don't want to hear that, right? So, you know, all this bullshit is just a way of, like, you know, women should be subordinate to men. That's what it says in the Bible, someone will tell you. You know, that's just the way it is naturally and so on. This is among the oppressed, people suffering terribly, I'm talking about. Although they are not the only ones, you know, who do this by any means. And, you know, I will say, you know, just on a personal note, that for me, in my own development as a revolutionary and communist, I would say it has been a lifelong process of a continually deepening understanding of, you know, the horrific nature of the oppression of women, but also the pivotal and central role of the struggle for the emancipation of women in the overall communist revolution to emancipate all humanity from every form of oppression and exploitation. So, you know, this really is, you know, crucial in the whole struggle. There is not going to be any liberating struggle, any liberating real revolution that doesn't have, right at the heart of it, at the core of it, the emancipation of women from every way in which they're degraded and debased and oppressed and, you know, violently suppressed. And, you know, this is a lot of struggle. Now, you know, look, there, I've talked about backwards that people are into, but there also are, you know, positive things where, you know, not only among young women, but even some of the young men, including among the oppressed, have taken a better stand on this because they can identify, you know, at least on a, you know, as a first step, beginning basis, they can identify with people who are being oppressed, you know, and then sometimes it's more large, there's more largeness of mind involved. They don't want oppression of any kind, you know, as much as they understand that, they're against it. So there's contention out there. But, you know, in order, like I said, in order to have this revolution, this has to be at the core of it. It's not the only form of oppression. It has to be uprooted, obviously, but it is right at the core of transforming the whole world. You know, this historic and, you know, thousands of year old oppression of women in different forms and different societies, you know, and it's been completely bound up with the division of society overall into masters and slaves, into oppressors and oppressors, exploiters and exploiters. You go back in history, it's completely bound up with that and has run through every form of oppression and exploitation, going back to days of slavery right up to the modern capitalism, imperialism, and all its forms of oppression.
As Baba Vakin was saying, the liberation of women, overcoming all these oppressive gender roles, this is right at the heart of what this revolution is all about. This is not just for one day on International Women's Day, but every day. In fact, one of the points of attention of the RevCom core that we live by is this one. We fight for a world where all the chains are broken. Women, men, and differently gendered people are equals and comrades. We do not tolerate physically or verbally abusing women or treating them as sexual objects. Nor do we tolerate insults or jokes about people's gender or sexual orientation. To get to a world where women, men, and differently gendered people are truly equals and comrades will take revolution and a whole new system based on the Constitution for the new Socialist Republic in North America. But we are building a force that is living and fighting for this now. So this International Women's Day, be part of that force. Stand up against every way women are oppressed and degraded, especially at this moment when the fanatical forces of Christian fascism are slamming women backwards, when revolution is more needed and possible than it's ever been. Unleash your fury and direct it towards the only real solution to all this, overthrowing the capitalist system that has patriarchy built into it. Join rallies, marches, celebrations, and flash mob dances around the country. Let's watch a video of the incredible dance that will be performed and which you can join in on International Women's Day in LA and around the country.
Every 9 seconds, a woman is beaten. Assaulted.
Imagine!
All right, Raf, that brings us to the end of this episode number 186 of the RNL Revolution Nothing Less Show. It's been good to be here with you.
Yeah, it's been great to be on the show today, and I'm really glad we got to bring people a taste of the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity out in the world. This is just the beginning. And bringing the Baba Vakian official social media account into these struggles.
Yeah, and we are almost at the end of episode number 186, but we got two things we want to do. First, we have some important information that's on our website and social media, and then we're going to go to a song for International Women's Day. And so for the announcements, important, we want to bring your attention that there is a developing situation in the state of Texas with a new law, SB4. This law could be green-lighted by the courts very soon. This law is a potentially deadly assault, a major attack on immigrants and refugees, and it opens the door to racially profiling anyone who's not white in the state of Texas to see their status. So go to our social media at the RevComs to learn more about this SB4 law and the struggle around it, and to see a very bold action by the Texas RevComs. And also on our website, you're going to read about a bold action and challenge that Raymond Lotta and the RevComs made in the classroom of Timothy Snyder, one of the most well-known Yale professors, for his reactionary attacks on revolution and communism and his shameless and harmful defense of U.S. imperialism's proxy war against Russia and Ukraine and his failure to condemn the U.S. support for Israel's genocide. And here you need to go to revcom.us, the website of this show and the RevCom movement, to find out about it. And so in closing, we're going to have a song from the revolutionary rock band Outer National, a special version they did of the song Free Women. And Raf, why don't you close the show by telling them something about this song?
So this is the statement from Outer National about why they wrote this song. It says, in every part of the world, literally every country, women are degraded, subjugated, and objectified as less than fully human beings. Miles Saleh of Outer National wrote that, I originally wrote this song in memory of the disappeared women of the border city of Juarez, Mexico, where countless women and girls had been raped, mutilated, and murdered. With this song, I envisioned our sisters not as disappeared victims of a brutal and obsolete system of exploitation that belongs in the trash heap of history, but instead as empowered fighters and dreamers immersed in a magical spirit dance in the middle of the desert, a force of uplift and inspiration and revolution in the midst of a seemingly impossible place to live. These time-traveling women are messengers from a whole new world.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.